It's time now for the broadcast from the Cathedral of Praise in Greensboro, North Carolina, with Pastor Ray Whittington. Find out more about the Cathedral of Praise and Pastor Ray on Facebook. Just search Cathedral-of-Praise. And you can address correspondence to P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Now with today's broadcast, here's Pastor Ray.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's a good way to begin this morning, giving God praise and honor for the things that He's done. First thing I want to do, of course, is pray for those. Last week we prayed for the hurricane as it was dealing with Jamaica and Haiti, and it made its way north. And as I speak to you, there's thousands of people that are flooded out and without power. And but I'm here this morning and blessed and thank God for it. As I say often, so many times, the rain comes on the just and the unjust. Sometimes things come as punishment, but I'm telling you, in war, in famine, in pestilence, in situations like this, so many times the righteous are involved or are included in. And that's the reason man looks on the outward appearance, but God knows the heart. But that's life. See, we have to understand that in this world, tribulations and troubles come, and good people do go through things. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the blessings. I thank you that we were spared. But, Lord, there's people that love you this morning that are in dire need, dire situation. They've lived for you. They've served you. And yet the situations are terrible for them today. God, I just pray for peace that passes all understanding. I thank you for those that was spared. I thank you for the church I saw that it came right up to the doors and the water stopped. But there's a lot of churches that are flooded today. So, Lord, I just pray. I pray blessings. I pray, God, that you would strengthen and you would encourage and you would be that friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I pray, oh, God, that there's not a person that will lose their faith or their trust in you because of this situation. I pray that not a person would reach out and say, well, where's God? Because, see, the last enemy is death, and we understand that. And as long as we're in this world, we're going to have tribulation. So bless this morning and encourage and strengthen, and thank you for your faithfulness and your love. I have to conduct a funeral service for the little lady that I was telling you about that has been suffering for several weeks, born with some problems and never lived a normal life, but she loved the Lord. I thought as I was thinking about her this week, I thought about nobody should have an excuse not to accept the Lord as their personal Savior. The Bible said that the highway was there in the way, and it was so plain that wayfaring men, though fools, would not err therein. And the Bible said you can't even come into the kingdom of God except you become a little child. You have to see it. And I thought of her love for the Lord and the time she would come to church and just be so happy to be in the house of God. And she always greeted me with a hug, about 70 years old, and never lived a normal life, never knew what it was to have children or and institutionalized for most of her life. But she loved the Lord. But she went to be with Jesus Friday, and that's the hope that we have. See, that's the hope that we have. Somebody said, how can you preach a service over her? Because I believe that we win. I believe to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. This is from the fall of man. This world is, we brought something on us, but see, Jesus came for restoration. He came to redeem us. We have to be born not only of the water, but of the Spirit. And I'm just so thankful that my faith, the anchor holds this morning, not because there haven't been storms, but in spite of the storms. I said, the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holes of the sails are torn. I've fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. And the anchor holds in spite of the storm. Tell somebody that this morning. The anchor holds, so the ship is battered. The anchor holds, so the sails are torn. I've fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. And the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I'm thankful that by God's grace I allow the storms to bring me closer to Him and not further away, because I love Him. I love Him with all of my heart. I'm thankful. Last week I preached about let's go to the other side. The storm came, and Jesus still was on board the ship. I won't sail life's stormy seas no more unless Jesus leads the way. I won't drift so far from the shore I can't hear what He has to say, because I belong to a fleet that sails today on a glorious one-way trip. And I'll land safely on shore to sail no more, because Jesus, somebody say Jesus, pilots my ship. I won't sail the stormy seas no more, lest Jesus leads the way. I won't ever drift so far from the shore, can't hear what He has to say, because I belong to a fleet that sails today on a glorious, I could shout, one-way trip. And I'll land safely on shore to sail no more, because Jesus pilots my ship. Sure, we'd love to hear from you this week. It's encouraging to know that you're a blessing to somebody. And, of course, the support is appreciated, because, this is a ministry of faith. Check us out on Facebook at Cathedral of Praise, or my personal page. You can email me at rayamwhittington @gmail.com. Or you can write me at P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. That's P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. To those who can't get to church this morning, I appreciate you turning in, but I'm looking forward to going to the house of God in a little while, 3529 Rehoboth Church Road here in Greensboro, North Carolina. We're going to worship God. We're going to praise Him. We're going to thank Him. We're going to honor Him by His grace and His power. I was thinking about the storm that I talked about in last week, and I was reading in the book of Acts this week, and I want to bring something to you from the last chapter of the book of Acts. The Apostle Paul, probably the greatest missionary that ever lived, he's a prime example of how that God can change a person's life. I find so many people that are satisfied with where they are. I find so many people who feel like they can't change. But here's a man who said he persecuted the saints of God and saw them thrown in prison and saw them even put to the death. He said he was consenting unto their death. But on the Damascus Road, he met Jesus. I'm glad I met Jesus. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is the King of Glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Aren't you glad you know who Jesus is? He's more than just a story. He is the King of Glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. But in the last part of the Acts of the Apostles, we understand that he's appealed to Rome. And even the leader said he could have been set free if he hadn't appealed to Rome, but he appealed to Rome, to Caesar. And in the 27th chapter, it deals with how he was going to get there, and they put him on a ship, and they were trying to get to a certain place. They didn't want to winter somewhere, They didn't want to get out on the sea when the storms was going to rage, and so they wanted to go somewhere. But the Apostle Paul told them, he said, we don't need to sail. We need to stay where we are. But the Bible said that they listened to the master, the centurion who was responsible for Paul and the other prisoner, listened to the master of the ship, and more than the words that was spoken by the Apostle Paul. See, that's where we are today. People not listening to the Word of God. They're listening to what sounds good. And, of course, as soon as they started sailing, everything was so smooth and everything out, and it looked like, you know, everything was going to be all right, and that Paul had missed it. And there's a lot of people think the Word of God's missing it. They don't think that the Word of God is relevant for this day. And when you talk to them about it, they think that we're out of date or whatever, because everything looks like it's going good, and it doesn't matter, you know, who's in charge or whatever. We don't have anything to worry about. The Bible said all of a sudden a storm came. A tempest, a wind, and it was such a wind that they couldn't even control the ship. They just had to let it drive. And you know the story of how that they just kept taking stuff off the boat, trying to stay alive, and for days they didn't see the sun, and everything was contrary to them. But one morning, somebody say one morning, Apostle Paul woke up and said, "I want you to eat today." He said, last night an angel stood by my side and said there was not going to life be lost. Praise God. But he said, you got to stay on the boat. And the story is that when they got close to the land, that the sailors was going to take the lifeboat and leave everybody else. But the Apostle Paul said to the soldiers, no, you got to keep everybody. And the Bible said some swam to shore and some caught a piece. That's what I'd have to do. My mother was so afraid of water, she never, she probably should have put us in the water. We never learned to swim because she'd had a brother that drowned, and so she was afraid of the water, so we never learned. So some of them had to catch on a board and hold on to something till it drifted into the shore. See, sometimes when things like that happens, it does put a fear on us. That sometimes it would be better if we dealt with the fear instead of letting the fear deal with us. But when you get to chapter 28, the Bible said that they landed on an island called Melita, and the people there were barbarous, but they were kind to them. That's what the Word of God says. And they kindled a fire and received us every one. That's verse 2 of chapter 28 of the Acts of the Apostles. Because of the present rain and because of the cold, they fixed a fire for them because it was still raining and it was cold. And these people just received them on the island. And when Paul, verse 3, had gathered a bundle of sticks, here Paul just had come out of the water, just being spared from being drowned, and the ship was just totally destroyed, and he'd made it on the shore. But when they started the fire, he decided to help them. Too many people today, they don't push to help. You understand what I'm saying? We have to push sometime. Apostle Paul didn't say, "Well, y'all, you know, here I am." You know, he began to gather. The Bible said he gathered a bundle of sticks and lay them on the fire. There's nothing like a preacher preaching and people helping you preach. You know what I'm talking about? People helping you share the Word of God. So Paul didn't just take it for granted, this fire that these people built. He began to gather sticks, and the Bible said that he put them on the fire. And then the Bible said that while he had laid, there came a viper out of the heat. Fastened on his hand. See, fire brings things to the light. And that's the reason why we need the Holy Ghost. That's the reason we need convicting power. There's nothing that does for me like being filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will bring out the hidden things. See, it took the heat. It took the heat to bring out the viper, the poisonous snake. It took heat to bring it out. That's what the Word of God says. When they put the wood on the fire, then the heat brought out the snake or the viper, and it went exactly for the apostle's hand. It went for the apostle's hand. It fastened on his hand. It fastened on his hand. It took a hold of him. See, addictions and things are always trying to take a hold of you. Many times when you're trying to do right, that's when the enemy will come. That's when the enemy will come in and he'll cause something to come against you and take a hold of you. He'll take a hold of you. I noticed so many times. I've watched the life of a young man not long ago, and when he hangs around the wrong people, more things attach to him. We need to be so careful. We need to be so careful because the enemy is always out trying to set a trap to destroy us. The Bible said he fastened it on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast, they called it a beast, hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "Now, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffers not to live." Now, I'm going to get a little ahead of myself right here, but right now, see, they see that he was spared from being drowned. He escaped from the sea. And so when this happens, they say, well, you know, he's getting what he deserved. No doubt this man is a terrible person because now he got out of the water, but the viper's going to get him. And in a little while, when things turn around, they're going to say, oh, this man must be of God. That's the way it is. I preached for over 50 years, and people either love you or hate you. One day they can love you, and the next day they hate you. And see, you can't just try to please people and make people happy. You just can't do it because one day you're the best, and the next day, there's been times when people tell me, well, Pastor, you're the greatest preacher in the world, and something would happen, and, you know, down the road I couldn't preach a lick. If you're not careful, you'll let people dictate to you who you are or what you try to be. Because they said he's a murderer. Undoubtedly, this got to be an evil man. This got to be a bad man because he escaped the sea, but vengeance is going to get him anyway. But the Bible said in verse 5, and this is what I like, and he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. I'm preaching to somebody today because God put this on my heart to tell you that whatever's got a hold of you, just shake it off. Just shake it off. You, by the power of God, you can shake it off. You don't need a new revelation. You don't need somebody else to do it for you. You can shake it off yourself. Yeah, that's what you got to do. The Bible said when the unclean spirit leaves. It didn't say if. When Jesus shows up, it's got to go. I love this verse. It's a short verse. He said he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. He just shook it off. So sometimes we just got to shake stuff off, folks. We have just got to shake it off. We just got to get rid of it. You know, he didn't just say, well, you know, I'm gonna check this out. I'm gonna see what this thing is. He detected that it was something that was trying to take his life. If young people could understand the end of drugs and situations like that, you know, they wouldn't say, well, their curiosity wouldn't let them say, well, I got to check this out. I got to check this drug out. I got to try this. Immediately, the Apostle Paul knew that this was something that could destroy his life. So the Bible said that he shook the beast off. And now this is the strong part. He shook it into the fire. It came out of the heat, so he threw it in the fire. As I just said, he didn't pick it up to look at it and say, what is this? He didn't just throw it down and let it let it just where it could run around and maybe attach to his hand again. The Bible said he shook it off into the fire. He put it where it wouldn't come back. See, that's what people need to do. I shared with you, and I'm going to run out of time on this one too. My daddy used to tell the story of a man who would go to the altar service after service and say, "Jesus, take your heavenly broom and sweep the cobwebs off my soul." And his life didn't change much. And one night, a man knelt down beside of him and said, "Brother, if you'll get God to kill the spider, there won't be any cobwebs." See, we want to deal with the cobwebs. We want to deal with the mess that's made. But there won't be a mess if you kill the spider. I preached a lot of places, and I preached in Teen Challenge and around men with addictions and women with addictions. And the thing that helped them more than anything else in the world that I ever shared was that example. The little story we learned in school was the itchy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout, down came the rain and washed the spider out, out came the sun and dried up all the rain, but the itchy bitsy spider came up the spout again. So the Bible said that, I love this, he shook the beast off into the fire and he felt no harm. See, you can get rid of something before it ever harms you. You can get rid of something before it ever harms you. I'm speaking to somebody this morning that you don't feel like you can overcome some of the things that's holding you down, but I'm telling you, by God's grace, you can shake it off. Now, and when they looked, and should have been swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their mind and said that he was a god. See what I'm talking about? They looked at the circumstances, and when the circumstances changed, they judged him by the circumstances. But man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. The same quarters was a possession of the chief man who received them, and they lodged 3 days. It came to pass that the father, this man lay sick of a fever, and to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we had departed, they laded us with such things as was necessary. See, revival broke out. Revival broke out because they saw the wonder-working power of God. They saw the wonder-working power of the blood of Jesus. They saw what God could do. And I'm speaking to somebody this morning to tell you to shake it off. Whatever the devil's trying to put on you, whatever he's trying to pull you down with, I'm speaking to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and asking you to just shake it off and put it back in the fire. Put it where it can't ever come and bother you anymore. Just let it be consumed by the fire that you throw it in, and let it last. You know, I never forget when I got saved, they looked at me and said, "The last 2 weeks." You know, even after he had got rid of it, they thought the consequences would set in and he would fall over and die. But when Jesus sets you free, but I'm telling you, it's been over 55 years, and I'm still on the trail. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, time's up. Got to go. Want to bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and may he give you peace that passes all understanding. This is Ray Whittington saying, I love you. Jesus loves you. Love to hear from you. Until next time, go with God, and he will go with you. God bless you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast from the Cathedral of Praise with Pastor Ray M. Whittington. Cathedral of Praise is located at 3529 Rehoboth Church Road in Greensboro, North Carolina. Your support is needed and appreciated for this broadcast. You may address your cards and letters to P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina 27404. And on behalf of Pastor Ray and all the congregation of Cathedral of Praise, we're praying for you, and we hope to see you again right here next week.